What's good, y'all? Rick Good here with another episode of 8-Bit Stories Presents, where I'm breaking down life, culture, and business through my own lens so that my kids will better understand me as a person and not just their father. Welcome to 2022. I wanted to use this start of the year episode to talk about a few goals, tasks, or better, quests that I'll be accomplishing this year. I like to call them Rick's personal goals, or RPGs. And in case you didn't think that I was serious about gamifying my goals, I took some inspiration from the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise and categorized my quests and side quests by zones. Example being financial zone, music zone, canvas zone, etc. Doing it this way has helped me keep from getting bored with the whole process, and so far I've been pretty successful in most areas. Well, in some areas. It's about 50-50. Anyways, without further ado, let's get it. We'll start off by diving right into the financial zone. This zone name is pretty straightforward and has to do with everything involving getting my finances straightened out. In the past, I've used it to help refinance my house, pay off my phone, and move money into accounts to create both an emergency as well as a safety fund. In fact, I just recently used it to pay off Deja Blue, that's my Tesla, don't judge, which was a huge accomplishment. To get the main quest out of the way, there's payback. Although I don't expect this main quest to be finished by 2022, I do like to have it listed so that I can see what the end goal is. This quest will not be checked off until I have finished paying off all my debts, plain and simple. Then there's upgrades. Just like in a good RPG, you can't really finish any higher level quests without upgrading your gear. So with this quest, I'll be actively working on increasing my income by roughly 33%. As for the side quests this year, they include code, which in my story is communication device. So this one is relatively easy. Back in October, I just picked up my Pixel 6 Pro, which I had planned on paying off once I got it, but instead I financed it, which I'm not really a fan of. So I'll work on paying this off fairly quickly. This quest, again, it'll be to pay off my phone within the next 30 days. Then there's solar panels. So approximately 1 year ago, I purchased solar panels with my house and signed a 25-year loan. It was something I had definitely wanted to accomplish for a while since I'm a strong believer in creating a more sustainable future for ourselves, but a loan isn't owning, in my opinion, so I'm currently working towards paying them off as soon as possible. So this quest is to shave off 5 years from the total by the year's end. Then I have save point. So I generally call my house the save point since, well, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. So because this is such a huge expense with a ridiculous amount of interest piled on, then I'm working on knocking out quite a bit of this loan this year to hopefully take it down from a 30-year loan to a 10-year loan. It's a pretty big undertaking, but it's either that or pay $184,000 in interest, which is dumb. So again, this quest is to pay off 10% of the principal this year. Wish me luck. Then there's altcoin. So I've been pretty interested in cryptocurrency, so I'm looking to grow my portfolio a bit with it. The blockchain ledger and its various applications are pretty interesting once you understand them. For that reason, I think it would be a good call to beef up what little I have in it. For this one, to make it an obtainable quest, I've set an amount of reaching a 30% return on investment for crypto. Then we have Pay the Piper. I figure it's about time to start focusing on business taxes. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've been paying taxes, just not in the most efficient or business savvy way. So that'll have to change this coming year. This quest includes adding a business vehicle, purchasing wholesale, adding both of my children as employees. It's legal, as long as it's a family business, I checked. And taking advantage of my tax credits. And really, that's it. So none of them are really too crazy, but they are all areas that I wish to improve so that I can continue to level up. As I said way back in the first episode, I self-identify as an artist, so it shouldn't come to a surprise to anyone that I have specific quests set to flex my creativity. Here's a list that should give me a boost, starting with the main quests. 8-Bit Stories times 2, Ray Rustcraft. The original idea for 8-Bit Stories was various divisions of artwork for my business, Ray Rustcraft LLC. We would have things like 8-Bit Jewelers, 8-Bit Canvas, 8-Bit Pottery, etc. You know, all things considered, we've actually done pretty well for ourselves, but I feel as though we could do much better. So the quest will be to double our current inventory of art. Should be pretty simple as long as I focus on it. So another main quest that I have, I call Three Levels. Saying that I'm going to create a game is starting to get old. I think it's time for some action. With this quest, I'll be taking my story idea from concept to creation. So a few years ago, Nate and I decided to lay the groundwork on creating a video game. So I tirelessly began learning Godot and Unity to get a good idea of how to start developing a game. We were primarily focusing on his story ideas because I figured that whatever progress I made on his game, I could easily replicate when I wanted to dive into my own. I hit a few bumps trying to juggle back and forth between Godot and Unity, mainly because Nate was trying to convince me that GameMaker in Unity would be the better route to go, which may be true, but I fell in love with GDScript and all of the easy-to-learn tutorials on YouTube, so I kept leaning towards that, which delayed our progress even more. Fast forward a bit, and just as quickly as the project started taking off, it had to circle back and go on a mechanical delay. Turns out that my bro Nate, the artist for Any Game Ideas, discovered that he's not allowed to draw anything that could have a soul, so he's out. But it's okay, I still have my story, right? Well, in 2019, I took some constructive criticism for my story pretty harshly, even though my buddy Jin meant well. So I shelved the story and began focusing on other things in life. Well, when my family returned from Japan earlier last month, my wife was tired of waiting, so she dove into the deep end to help bring my story to life, working diligently on pixel art, and so I got back to working on GDScript and Godot. So with that said, my quest is to flesh out three complete levels of a Metroidvania game. Simple enough, right? So another one of my main quests is Second Form. I'm not gonna lie, I took a hard left in my rap game. Sometime around last fall, I started having trouble synchronizing my vocals with my videos, which was a common issue on TikTok for me since I was using a Bluetooth headset, but I always managed to, you know, get past it and drop some fire tracks. Well, the last time was enough for me to hit the pause button, but I mean, it's all good though, no biggie, because I still have my new tracks from Matty Beat that I would be collaborating with A2 on. Problem was, I didn't. The plan was to return to Wichita, cook up some tracks so that we can, you know, get back on stage and bathe in the limelight. But I mean, just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's a dud. So the quest is this: release 10 mastered tracks that will be ready for stage for the next Freedom concert in the park next summer. I think that's fairly easy enough. It also gets me a little exposure if I do finish it up. I know these things seem like huge undertakings, but remember, these are all the main quests, right? All three of them have several sub-quests to complete first to make them all a reality. Take 8-Bit Stories times 2, for example. I'll need to pick up more supplies at a wholesale price, brainstorm various art ideas, plot out time to create pieces, and finalize the art pieces. For Three Levels, I'll need to learn how to best utilize all parts of Godot for game design, understand key points in 2D level design, collaborate with my wife on directions that we want to take the pixel art, polish up the dialogue, and etc. etc. And then for Second Form, right? I'll need to write some dope lyrics and practice. And also collaborate with A2 and figure out the direction we want to go to make a themed album. So, you know, none of these will be easy, but I do believe that they're all very achievable within a year's time. It's no secret, I love to flex my creativity, and my most recent undertaking has been to revive my hip-hop artist skills via TikTok raps. I love it so much that I'm planning a future series where I do a song breakdown to give a detailed description of meanings and inspiration for each track. Go ahead and do me a solid and follow my journey at TikTok at RykGoodDesu. That's R-Y-K good D-E-S-U, all one word. Let me know which song resonates with you the most and why in the comments when you get there. My favorite is Second Form. That's the song you hear in the background now. It's too good. So again, that's RykGoodDesu on TikTok. Much appreciated in advance. Peace and much love to you.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Three Fingers, a part of the Freshest Crew, co-host of the All Points Podcast. I want to give a big shout out to Rick with 8-Bit Stories Presents for giving me this opportunity to promote my podcast. Once you're done listening to this show, go ahead and do us a solid. Check out the All Points Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. We talk about everything from pop culture, politics, hip-hop, and all the crazy things happening in our everyday lives. So if you're into that or just a little bit curious of what we're talking about, go ahead and check us out. That's the All Points Podcast. Also, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and tell us 8-Bit Story sent you. There might be a little prize in there if you do. Well, I gotta go. Thanks again, Rick. That's the All Points Podcast, and we are out of here.
Thank you for listening to my dad's podcast. I hope you like it as much as I do. Don't forget to subscribe so that he can keep making more content. Arigato.
So then we move along to zone 3-1, business zone. So this zone encompasses all things business, from self-employment to corporate ambitions, and is by far my weakest area. I'll be the first to admit, I'm terrible at business simply because I don't put much effort into it. But just because that's where I'm at today does not mean that that's where I need to remain tomorrow. So here are my quests for business. So the first quest from this zone that I want to share is called Top Shelf for Ray Rosscraft. So currently we have a room full of art and nowhere to display it. So if I'm going to double our capacity this year, as mentioned in the previous quest, then I'm definitely looking to change that by having a place to sell our artwork. So just before COVID-19 blanketed the world, I plan on sharing a table at a convention in Portland with an industry colleague that I met up in Tacoma with to sell canvas art. That all took a back burner once the world began to close down. Funny thing though, the convention had actually reached out to me, informing me that I had been approved for their artist corner, while my colleague was not, due to his art possibly being too close to the original source material and could be considered plagiarism. Sadly, I hadn't intended on going solo on the pricing, so I declined, but that really got me thinking about the potential demand for what we do. Although conventions aren't on the radar for the next year, Yoko and I did run across a store while walking through the mall that had information about displaying and selling local artist piece, which piqued our interest. So, the quest is to have our art displayed on a storefront window at Game Over or another local retail store within the next year. The other quest as far as business is concerned is called Ascend. This has to do with United Airlines. So it's been 8 years since I tried my hand at upgrading the management at work, but I think it's time for a reboot. Actually, I'm looking to surpass upgrading if we're being totally honest. So I'm currently in my 13th year at the company and personally feel like I haven't made a lot of strides from within. I mean, sure, the camaraderie and pay are nice, but I once lived by a creed that said, if I can excel, then I will. So that's just what I'm gonna do. Last year, United made a bold yet overdue decision to put DEI, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion, at the forefront of their future goals, and I was completely enamored. This topic is exactly what I had spent hours upon hours learning about through all forms of personal growth, such as audiobooks, media content, and group discussions, because of which my quest is to join HR's subdivision DEI, thus becoming a member of Corporate United by the year's end. So a few side quests that correspond with the business zone include get it together. To be prepared to reach out to a business, I'll need to put together a portfolio to showcase our work. Thus, the quest is to have all of our AAA pieces organized and ready to display in a digital setting. Another subquest is fly right. So this one has to do with keeping my head in the game and working on excelling at my 9-to-5. In the past, I saw my day job as getting in the way of my dreams, but in actuality, there's no reason why I should have to put my passion on the side burners as I advance. It might seem a bit ambitious, but we'll see how things pan out. For now, the quest is to learn as much as possible so that I can fast track my path to a promotion, because it's not a matter of if, but when at this point. So this one will actually include emailing a lot of correspondents that I've met over the years and letting them know of my ambition, because networking is a very important step in getting promoted, I've come to realize. So we'll see how it goes. I do have a few more quests for the year, but these are kind of the top picks for now. Obviously, I'm laying these out to let my kids understand where my ambitions lie while rolling into 2022, but also so that I may hold myself accountable. People have told me before not to share my goals with the world, since they're supposed to be personal and private, but the fear of sharing has never done me any good in the past. In fact, some might say that I've done much better by following the Childish Gambino lesson from his song That Power about making it all for everybody, always. He says,
"So I learned cut out the middleman, make it all for everybody, always. Everybody can't turn around and tell everybody. Everybody already knows. I told them.
This means there is." Thus, I'll continue to do so time and time again until I've completed each quest. With that, I'm out. So I appreciate you all taking time to check out the show. It's been an amazing journey, and I can't wait to keep rolling through 2022 and beyond. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, a joyous Kwanzaa last month, and a Happy New Year to all, on the Gregorian calendar at least, that is. And I'll see you in the next one. So be sure to subscribe if you vibe, share if you care, and as always, stay powerful.
Stay powerful.
And stay awesome.
Stay awesome.
Peace.
Peace.